Hello and welcome to the Superhero Podcast, where we discuss all the superhero media coming up in the near future. And here I'm joined by Eve.
Hi everyone, I look forward to discussing the superhero media with Thomas here today.
And first we will discuss the Loki Disney Plus series. Do you think it would be good?
Yes, because it sounds very exciting that he's travelling around space and time with the space stone. And I think it would be quite cool because it's not the same version we really remember.
Yeah, and it could also have some good crossovers, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know really what he'll do, but have you seen that picture where, of the series where he has a little gang behind him?
Because I
think he might have a gang or something, but I'm not too sure. So,
also the Black Widow movie's coming out soon, I think. It's coming out,
isn't it,
next month?
I think it's next month. Wait, I'm not too sure.
I know it's set in between Captain America Civil War and Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, it looks I think it would be good because they've never made a Black Widow movie.
Yeah, before. And the guy from Stranger Things is in it as well.
And do you know Shang-Chi, the Chinese one? I'm not too sure because isn't that a new superhero?
Yeah,
because
I think he was in comics, but he's never been in the MCU before.
So, and then Spider-Man, that would
be good. Yeah, that's coming out in
2022.
I think it's coming out in the end of December this year.
Yeah, and basically 2022.
There's so many rumours about things like Miles Morales and the other two Spider-Man.
Yeah, also, this is my personal favourite. It's Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. I just really like Doctor Strange. It's a weird superhero, but he's really good.
Yeah, and apparently it's going to sort of tie into Spider-Man for No Way Home, and he's going to be in both. But yeah. And then Thor Love and Thunder as well is coming out.
Yeah.
I think April. I'm not really sure, but it's somewhere near the start of 2022.
No, it's February 13th, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But that will be good because, isn't it Thor's kind of girlfriend?
Jane Foster's returning.
Yeah. And then there's
Black Panther 2.
That one. It's kind of ruined now because,
Chadwick Boseman passed away, sadly.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
But then there's the Marvels.
Yeah. Which I think it's
going to be Captain Marvel 2, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's going to have Miss Marvel in. Oh, and She-Hulk. As well, apparently.
Isn't it all of the girl superheroes?
Yeah.
Black Widow won't be in it, I forgot.
Yeah, She-Hulk's about, I think in the comics it was Bruce Banner's cousin and she needed the blood transplant and that's how she became the Hulk. And they've confirmed the Hulk himself and the Abomination from the Incredible Hulk movie are both going to be in the She-Hulk's series.
Yeah, it looks...
Which sounds really cool. And I think she's a lawyer as well.
And then
next is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Two.
Yeah, I think it's Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
It's because it's basically Ant-Man 3, but because there's Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's Ant-Man and the Wasp 2. But I think it'll be good, because at the end of Ant-Man and the Wasp 2, didn't they learn...
No, Ant-Man and the Wasp 1.
Oh, they learned how to control it, so then they could do stuff. But then there's...
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which I'm very excited for. The first two were hilarious. But they were quite sad at the same time. Marvel's really good at mixing that in some movies.
Yeah. I don't know if Black Widow will be one of the funnier ones, will it?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably going to be the more serious ones. But that character, the guy that I said, the actor's from Stranger Things, his character looks quite funny as well.
Yeah. I think they added him in so there'll be some humour.
Oh, and there's going to be the Armour Wars series, which looks, like, really good, because I think it'll be sort of along the lines of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yeah. It's sort of like their sidekick after they've died.
Yeah, so it's like, the main character is this one called War Machine. He's basically Iron Man's sidekick.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the movies yet. And also, finally, there's going to be a Fantastic Four movie, which looks really good, but we don't know when it's going to be released yet.
Yeah, I don't know what it will be about, though, because, like, it's like, there's been Fantastic Four Silver Surfer, but, like, is it just going to be, like, a recreation of the first one?
Yeah, they've got the rights back to Fantastic Four and X-Men, which
and Deadpool.
Oh, yeah,
there'll be Deadpool 3.
Yeah. And that's about it for Marvel, but for DC, there's going to be
Batman.
The Batman, which it sounds really good, but I don't want them to mess it up because the iconic Dark Knight trilogy was so good, and they might ruin the character for me. And there's
the actor actually looks really good for Batman, though, doesn't
he? Yeah, he just looks a bit sort of old to me.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing.
Well, I guess it's because, like, he's meant to look sad, isn't
he? Yeah.
It? Then there's Black Adam, so that'll be good. Because it's, like, it's basically Shazam. If you know Shazam, then you know who he is.
Yeah, it's like an evil version, if that makes sense.
And it's also played by Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, which is cool. And there's going to be the Flash movie, which sounds really epic.
I love the Flash.
And there'll be Aquaman 2 as well.
Yeah.
The first Aquaman movie was so good.
Yeah. And then there'll be Shazam 2, which is probably my favourite. Shazam's my favourite DC movie.
Yeah, it's really funny and good.
Yeah. And then...
And there was a cameo at the end of Superman. Like, cafeteria.
If you didn't see it, in the movie... It's basically Shazam's sidekick, apart from he doesn't have any superpowers. He said that that Shazam is going to come to lunch today with him, but then Shazam doesn't want to because he might get given away and who he is. He's like, I'm this boy, but if he says Shazam, then he'll transform into it. But then at the end, Shazam came, and then everybody was like, ooh! And then Superman comes in and people are like,
ah! I think that sort of confirms that he's going to join the Justice League. And also about the Justice League, people don't really like it, but I actually did like it. The first one wasn't great, but the Snyder Cut one was quite good in my opinion. The only thing is it's like 4 hours long.
Do you know how, isn't it in the DCU that the Flash is young?
Yeah.
Isn't he like the funny Justice League?
Yeah, he's sort of like the equivalent of Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think that Shazam and Flash are going to be friends.
Yeah. That's about it, really.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast all about the upcoming superhero movies and other media.
See you next time. Bye!
Bye!